Welcome to Season 8 of the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping coaches, teachers, and leaders of all types become their best through the use of quotes. I'm your host, Scott Rosberg. Each week, we'll discuss inspirational, impactful, and motivational quotes to help you become your best as you work to lead your teams to become their best. So make sure you've laced them up tight, you're focused on your target, and you're ready to dive in to today's great quotes for coaches. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. And today, we're going to talk about the meaning of life. Let's face it, I am not going to be giving you what the meaning of life is. We all have to figure that one out, don't we? But I am going to talk about four quotes that help us along that way. At least I think they do. Every time I've heard these quotes, I've heard a few of them multiple times and have used them before, not on the podcast, but used them in life before. And then the one of the four I had not heard before, but it fits right in. All four of these, you're going to see a thread. And again, not that I have all of the answers on the meaning of life, not that these people had all the answers on the meaning of life, but they certainly had some really good ideas and very simple ideas. And maybe that's a great lesson for us on the meaning of life, is to keep it simple and not make it so complicated. We will see. So again, you're going to see a thread in each of these. The first quote, and by the way, this is called Great Quotes for Coaches. And I've thought about this over the last numerous months. Are the quotes that I'm doing here, you know, am I truly focusing on coaches and how coaches can help their teams, or how these quotes can help coaches? Yeah, that's exactly why I choose the ones that I do. Some of them are just great quotes, great ideas. I've gotten some great books that I've read, and I want coaches to have, you know, the benefit of those same books and ideas that came from them, and so I talk to you about those. But all of the quotes I choose, in some way, I think can benefit us as coaches. And usually, I might even say more importantly, but I don't know if I want to say go that far, benefit our kids, our athletes. And then, of course, all of you who aren't coaches, but you just like listening to these quotes, maybe you're leaders in other realms, or you just like the quotes, you certainly can find benefit in these quotes as well. But there is benefit to be derived for you coaches from each of these four quotes, and then you can pass these on to your kids, I really believe. For me, you know, meaning of life kinds of questions. At the ends of basketball seasons, like I just am at now, I'm often asking these kinds of things to myself. Not what's the meaning of life, but as you're about to see, a key word in each of these, or in most of these, purpose. You know, what's my purpose here? What am I doing here? Okay. And how is this basketball thing that I'm doing, and this realm that I'm in with these kids, how is that benefiting them? How is that benefiting me? How am I, you know, am I living up to what I want to live up to in this life? And so that's kind of, that's why this comes to me this time, because it's a time, even though this was my first year back as a head coach, I'll admit I'm questioning, should I have done it? Should I keep doing it? I mean, my gosh, we won one game this year, okay? And so that in and of itself gets you going, oh my gosh, am I doing the right thing? Am I the right person for this? You have all kinds of self-doubt and all kinds of questions that come into your head. And so, you know, I I ask all that of myself, and I just wonder, is this the right thing to be doing? And so you as coaches will ask that of yourself probably numerous times during your career. Am I doing the right thing here? And is this, you know, am I on the right path? And I always come back to yes. I believe it is my calling. I've had a few times in my career where I really questioned, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? And in fact, I left the career two times, and in both times, it only lasted about a year. both times didn't even last a year, because I realized, no, this is what I should be doing, is helping kids have great experiences, and teaching and coaching are just kind of my calling. So let me get to the four quotes and see what you think about them and how they can affect you as a coach, as a parent, as a person, as a leader of other people, whatever it might be. The first quote comes to us from American chess player Robert Byrne. The purpose of life is a life of purpose. Simple. But there's that word. I mentioned it earlier, purpose. You know, when you find your purpose in life, man, it makes life so much more fulfilling. Well, the purpose of life is a life of purpose. What is your purpose here? Figure that out, and you will figure out your purpose in life. Figure out, you will have a life of purpose. Pablo Picasso, the great Spanish artist, said, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." I've always loved that quote. Okay? The meaning of life, find your gift. Find your thing. The thing that turns you on, the thing that you do well, whatever, however you want to look at that word gift. Find your gift. But then, give it away. Whatever that gift may be, give it away. Where do you think Picasso was coming from with that? Okay, I watched briefly parts of episodes on, I think there was a series on Picasso that came out a couple of years ago. So I haven't studied the man much at all. But I'm going to guess for him, his gift was painting. And painting in his such unique style, right? In his mind, then, his purpose was to give his gift away. Let people see and be inspired by, question, whatever word you want to use, his painting. Okay? That was his gift. Also, your gift. I sometimes wonder about that term, your gift. Does it have to be something that was given to you? Maybe not. It might be something that you have cultivated, that you have fallen in love with as you've continued on in life, that you've grown to really like doing, or that you've said, this is what I want to do, or what I want to be, or whatever it might be. So it might not be just a gift that was, you know, given to you in a natural way. It might be something that you have found, that you worked toward, that you acquired, whatever it might be. But I love this idea that find that thing that is your, what some might and you might consider your gift, and then start giving it away to others. Because, and maybe I should have done this one at Christmas, because it feels so good to give gifts away to other people. And when it's our most prized thing in who we are, and you start giving that away to others, it just means so much. You've probably all heard this one by Mark Twain, Samuel Clemens, our great American author, humorist. The two most important days in your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why. Oh, that's so good. Of course, the first day is the day you're born. It's the most important day in your life. But that second most right there is to find out, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Some of us never find that day. And I feel sorry for people who, sad for people who, you know, are that way. I hope everybody figures out why they're here and why they were brought here. or figures out at least a reason why. I believe mine was to help others, especially kids. I think trying to spread joy to others, help others have great experiences in life, that's been a huge part for me. But again, it's mainly been kids, you know, to, I'm going to say teach and coach kids, but really more than anything, just to guide, inspire, help them learn the things, some of the things that they can use, that they need to go on their way and make their lives meaningful and productive and find out their why. That's been kind of my guiding thing throughout most of my last 40, whatever it's been, years, since 1982 when I first started teaching and coaching. Yeah, that's kind of been the biggie for me, is helping kids find that, helping kids have great experiences in the classroom, on the court, field, wherever, trying to help them get through the things in life that, you know, make it tough for them, but also help them find the joy. Again, for me as an English teacher in the English classroom, while also learning how to read, write, speak, those things, and then as a coach, whether it's been basketball for most of the years, but soccer, football, helping kids have great experiences through that. Yeah, I want to win games. Yeah, I want to win championships, of course. But that's not my why with kids. My why is to kind of help them, you know, have great experiences with this and then learn from these experiences things that they can take on and help them in their lives. So, I've always loved that quote. Mitch Albom, author, screenwriter, it says musician. I didn't realize Mitch Albom was a musician, but he's got such good, powerful books. Love the things I've read of his. He goes into a little bit more detail on what he considers in terms of the concepts of purpose and meaning in life. He says the way you get meaning into your life is to devote... Let me try again. Sorry, Mitch. The way you get meaning into your life is to devote yourself to loving others, devote yourself to your community around you, and devote yourself to creating something that gives you purpose and meaning. So, he comes back to purpose and meaning, but notice, devote yourself to loving others. That's such an important part in us having meaning in our lives. Find people to love and love them, okay? Unconditionally, give people your love, right? Doesn't have to be everybody, but love people, right? And especially the people who in your life really matter, you know, your quote-unquote loved ones, right? But secondly, to your community around you. Well, hopefully part of the community around you are those loved ones, right? But there's more to it than just your loved ones. The community around you. So, you know, devote yourself to them. Help your community be better. Well, I try to love my players, love my students, love my kids, right? But they're also part of my community, and I'm trying to help them have a better community experience. So are their parents. So are other people in our community. And so try to do what you can to help them. And then he wraps up his third way, goes back to what the other three people who I've quoted so far today are saying. Create something that gives you purpose and meaning. What is that for you? As I said, for me, it's been teaching and coaching. It's been trying to help kids have great experiences. You know, most recently for me in the athletic realm. But there's got to be so much more to this than just, hey, are we having fun playing sports? That's a big part of it. But I want them to find more in this thing called, you know, youth and school sports. I want them to get great messages and great lessons and have a blast and get to learn how to work with others and learn about the various life lessons that we try to teach, the core covenants I've spoken with you about. Those are all things that give me purpose and meaning, trying to help kids learn from those things. Yes, trying to help them have winning seasons and win championships and all that is extremely important, but it's not the most extremely important parts. It's finding and helping them find their purpose and meaning too. So I love these quotes. I love this concept of, you know, our finding meaning and purpose in our lives, and figuring out what that is for you, and then going out and working on it and doing it. I think that's great. So, I told you last week I thought I might have an interview one with you this week. That hasn't come to fruition yet. We're still working on it. And I said, so come back and see what we're talking about. Well, just a little podcast on the meaning of life. I hope you've gotten in these, whatever it'll end up being, 16 minutes, 17 minutes. I hope you've figured out what the meaning of life is now. Okay? That's what I'm here to do. Help you all figure out the meaning of life. But truly, these four people have helped me, and I hope their quotes have helped you too, because we can gain a lot from them, that's for sure. So, next week, maybe we'll have that interview one that I was talking about, maybe something else. So, you never know unless you come back and check it out on the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast, and I'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please do me a favor and leave a rating and a review, and then subscribe to the podcast. Ratings and reviews and subscriptions are really helpful in getting more ears and more listeners getting a chance to hear podcasts. What we want to do is spread the messages of hope and inspiration from these great quotes to as many coaches, teachers, parents, and leaders of all types as possible. Also, check out our Slam Dunk Success site at slamdunksuccess.com and the Slam Dunk Success YouTube channel, where we have much more for you to help you on your road and your journey to success. I look forward to serving you again next time with another great quote for coaches.